Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, everybody. This is Jennifer O from Hawaii, and today's show is on negative thinking is contagious. It's pretty rainy here, so I hope everybody's staying warm on the mainland. We actually had a snow warning for the Big Island here for up to 5 feet of snow, if you can imagine that, on the Mauna Kea. It's pretty amazing. So anyways, one of the reasons why I brought this subject up is because it's something that I'm noticing is, I guess, more prominent the more that we go into 2012. I also think that people are starting to notice it more. And so I actually started a t-shirt and hat line off of this because I'm trying to really bring awareness to what it is that you want to pay attention to, which is starting to block out the negative thinkers around you. That doesn't mean block out the people around you per se. It means to pay more attention into not necessarily the people as a whole, but the people's perception and the thinking as a whole. So for instance, I'm noticing that people have lots of friends and family and coworkers that tend to be negative thinkers. And how does that involve you, or why should you care? Because that's always what I want to know, because I'm just really busy. So how does this involve me? Well, it involves you because that negative thinking is contagious. Well, why does that even matter to you? It should matter because when you get on a path or a ritual or habit of thinking negatively, it comes into your personal life and it starts to affect a lot of different things. It starts to affect your money flow. It starts to affect opportunity. It starts to affect the way that you work with the universal laws. It affects many factors in your life that you're not necessarily relating to the negative thinking. And so why is that? Well, because your perception is your reality. So since your perception is your reality, think about it. I mean, just for a split second, if your perception about the world is, you know, it's basically good, most things are, you know, they're going to work out normally. Things mostly work out for me. I don't know how, but everything's going to be okay. Basically, for those people, and if you're ever thinking that way in your life, things tend to flow more fluidly. They tend to work out for you. And let's face it, for the most part, even with those negative thinkers, things mostly always work out okay. I mean, you may have a pessimistic attitude and say, well, not the way I wanted it to, but it doesn't matter. For the most part, things work out okay. For the most part, you're pretty healthy. For the most part, you have a roof over your head. Your perception of working out okay is off kilter is what the problem is. So you want to be more aware of that. And then if you start thinking, well, this sucks, this job's terrible, I never have any money, when is this going to change? When is that going to change? My partner is never nice to me. What happens is you put that out in the universe, and don't be surprised. Do not be surprised when that turns around and comes back to you. You have to realize you really need to get to a point in your life, especially with this change into 2012. I'm telling you guys, the energy is shifting. When this energy shifts, the universal law is becoming more and more powerful. You are really going to start seeing some things happen more instantaneously to your thoughts. And by instantaneously, I'm talking not years, but weeks or whatever, not like in 2 seconds. But anyways, so if you begin to think these things, they go out into the universe, and the universe takes your order. It manifests what you're thinking and goes, oh, money's hard, partner's negative to them, all these different things happen, and then they send it back, and that you basically fulfill your own prophecy that you have now predicted that's going to happen by your negative thinking. So you want to fulfill your own prophecy in the way that you want it to be, that's helpful. And so that's really, really important. The other thing is, if you have a partner that is really, really negative, you know, or let's say they're mostly not negative, but they come home in a cranky mood, you know how that affects you. So if you are behaving that way, it's affecting others in the same manner. So you have to be more, have more of a barrier or be less sensitive to their negative thinking. So that's what I'm trying to get people to do, is be desensitize yourself more to other people's negative thinking, because that's their deal, that's their problem, that's their life, that's their reality that they're building, and we don't want you to get sucked into that. But it is really easy to get sucked into what I call the dark side, which is negative thinking. It is very easy for some people. It's harder to keep a happy face and to do a happy thing than to be sucked in. It's real easy to be sucked into a negative thinker. And so there's a lot of different things that you can do to kind of protect yourself from that. Number one is to just start paying more attention. You want to start paying more attention to who is thinking negatively around you. Who was it? I mean, and for the most part, I'm talking about kind of consistent negative thinking, but you'll start noticing all negative thinking. So, what people in your life? Is it mom, dad, husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, boss, coworkers? Who consistently do you define as some negative thinkers? The next thing I want you to do is, how's that working out for them? I want you to look at that. Yeah, that's a total Dr. Phil thing. But look at their life. Anybody who you see is consistently negative, I want you to kind of just sit back, and not in a judgmental way, because we're in no position to judge anybody else, and we shouldn't need to. But I want you to kind of sit back for a minute and look at these people, and are they happy? How's their life really working out for them? Do they constantly run into problems? Are they constantly having some things happen to them to justify their negative thinking? Most of the answers you're going to get from this is all yes, yes, and yes. But in my opinion, it's not to justify their negative thinking. It's the other way around. Of course, negative thinking makes the other things happen. But you want to look at their life, take a hard look at their life, and then realize that type of thing is contagious. It's absolutely contagious. Is your life that way? Analyze your own life. Is your life that way? Is your life the one that you're constantly running into bumps and in the road and roadblocks and red tape and problems, like with people behaving a certain way to you and just being frustrated in your life? If your life is that way, if you're constantly feeling like your money flows bad and things are always bad, things are always happening to you, if you really want to change this, it is a good time to take a good hard look at reevaluating what your thought process is. What are you thinking about money all the time? Whatever it is. If it's money, what are you thinking about money? Constantly can't get it, et cetera. What are you thinking about your relationships if you're having bad relationships? Well, I always run into a bad relationship, blah, 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 blah. So you really need to pay more attention to your own life also. So you want to evaluate the people around you. Who are the negative thinkers? Look into their life a little bit more in a non-judgmental way and just perceive, how's that working out for them? Because in my opinion, in my experience, 99.9% of them, it is not working out at all. Well, actually 100%, but 99.9%, they have a lot more control than you've failed to recognize. Then you want to evaluate your own life. Are you mostly positive or mostly negative thinkers? Okay, so that all those being said, the next thing that you want to do is you want to create a morning ritual. The morning ritual is you want to And some people that are not interested in this are just going to tune this part out, I'm sure. But you want to create a meditation ritual. And there's a really good reason for that, and I'll explain it. Because when I was in my 20s, everybody, especially in the line of work that I'm in, they talked about, you have to meditate every day. And I just thought, I'm not interested in it. I don't have time. I don't get the point, whatever. And there is a point. And when I understood that more fully, I actually benefited from it really greatly, and I'm starting to notice it in clients as well. And the reason behind meditation is because what happens is, and they've scientifically proven this, is when you sit in a chair, and you don't have to do it for 20 minutes, you can do it for 2 minutes, you can do it for 5 minutes, it doesn't matter, but at the beginning of your day, you want to sit in a chair, and you want to do a morning meditation. So the point behind meditation is, when you start meditating, they have scientifically proven that the front and the back hemispheres of your brain, they begin to start syncing up. They start to synchronize like a very nice choreographed dance. The left and right hemispheres of the brain, they start to synchronize very nicely. So everything starts to move. Your brain patterns, your brain waves start to sync up and really move really fluidly, nicely. Now, when you're not meditating in a normal state, the brain waves are very chaotic and very at random. There's no pattern. They're very chaotic. They're very all over the place. No hemispheres are working with the other. So when you meditate and you're in this alpha state and everything's choreographed very nicely, what happens is, if you do that consistently on a daily basis, they have shown that during the daytime, you can naturally shift over to that pattern in a waking state, not in an alpha state, more easily and more times during the day. If you bring it into your waking working environment or whatever. And so that's why it's really important. Now, what do you do during the meditation? During the meditation in the morning, you want to sit down and you want to just take a deep breath, relax, and do all that meditative stuff. And then you want to just see your day going exactly how you would like it to go. Any problems that you have, you want to see those working out very nicely. Anything that you're worried about, you want to see that working out in the way that makes you happy. And don't go through every single detail of what you're doing, like throughout your day. Like, let's say you're having trouble with a project at work. You don't want to go through every single detail of how you solved the problem. You want to just go to the end result where you turned the project in and the project went wonderfully, flawlessly, your boss was pleased, everybody was happy, and you want to just go to the end result of, if you're having something that you're worried about with kids or family members or money, you just want to go to the end result. The bill got paid. You don't know how, you don't know the when, you don't know the details, but it got paid. Huge relief off your back. The family member, maybe you're having a conflict, that was resolved and now everything's good and you're feeling wonderful. So you want to start your day by addressing any worries or stressors that you have and going to the end result of it working out very well and being happy and enjoy that. And then as soon as you're done going through all your stuff and enjoying how everything worked out, then you just go on about your day and you don't have to think about it anymore. You will not believe, if you make this a ritual, how much this will affect your day and all the problems and stressors you have. Things will start working out in a manner that you're just sort of shocked. And I kid you not, it will happen with one or two things. It may not happen with everything at first, because as a non-believer, if you are, you'll need some proof. So as you do this ritual, I would say commit to it for 30 days. You'll probably notice something in the first two. You'll commit to it for 30 days and start seeing how things start working out more easily for you, how the flow starts just being not chaotic, how it starts, it will really bring you around to a more positive way of thinking. And so things will nicely flow in a more positive manner. We have a call on the line, and before that I continue to go into all this, I'm going to see what type of questions that our caller has. Hi. This is area code 832.
Yeah, hi, Jennifer. Yep. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure. How are you?
I'm good. I have a question regarding negative thinking. It seems like personally, I'm a pretty positive person, but whenever I'm at work, it's just constantly stressful, and that's whenever, like, negativity starts to flow through. And I wanted to see how, you know, we could use these methods for work, but then you just went through the meditation, so I definitely need to do that.
Yeah, actually, you are in a situation where there is a lot of negative thinkers, but I kid you not, that meditation, you will not believe how much that will change your day. And in your instance, what I'd like you to do and add in during this meditation, and what I want you to become more aware of, is, first of all, your work is completely dysfunctional. You have a very, to say the least, that is your dysfunctional family. And so, you know, I feel a lot of frustration at your work because people feel the dysfunctionality of the whole thing, and they get very frustrated because they're trying to, everybody wants to push their idea in or push things to get done a certain way because nothing's flowing very fluidly, you know?
Right.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
And so what you need to do in particular from a peer perspective is I want you to pull yourself out emotionally and be more of an observer of how everybody's handling things around them. Because it's just everybody's pushing and shoving, and you don't really need to be involved in that. Just get your work done in the manner that you need to get it done and just kind of watch the chaos and sort of become more of an observer, not a participant in it, because your work's not going to change. So you're going to have to just sort of observe more how their negative thinking and their negative behavior is really affecting the workplace. It's affecting the bottom line of your work as far as money. It's affecting customer service type of stuff. You know, it's affecting everything. And sort of just observe and take note of that's what and just FYI, in a workplace like that, that comes from the top down.
Yeah.
If that makes sense to you.
It does make sense.
You do. Yeah, because they create that work environment. So from the top down, that's their vision. Their vision is that's how they work. It's chaotic. Everything's work sucks. It's terrible. So it's coming from the top down. So since that's the type of environment they're creating, you can buy into it or you can just be like, hey, I'm here. I'm going to get my check. And I know that you don't tend to be like that. Like, you like to be involved in your work with your heart and all that, but you don't want it to get stomped on, so keep that close to your So, okay, so then the second thing is instead of becoming more, for instance, my husband's been in jobs like that in the past where, you know, things are very chaotic and stuff. So when you sort of pull your energy back and become an observer, it's very much more helpful. Then the second thing is you want to do the meditation. And the meditation, as you go through that, I want you to see you being able to pull your energy back as well. So, like, pull your energy back so that your energy, I want you to almost see a separation between your energy and the work energy. So when you're there, I want you to almost imagine that you have, like, a bubble around you,
mm-hmm.
and that this is a positive bubble, and that if anybody negative, or they'll almost be repelled from your bubble.
Okay.
So I want you to...
It'll bounce off my bubble.
They're just repelled from it. Because what you'll start to notice, this is the other thing that's a really good part of this call. When you start to shift your stuff into positive thinking but consciously do it in a meditation, you'll start to notice that the people that are on it, what happens is negative thinkers, everybody vibrates at a certain level. So if you're vibrating on a negative thinking level and someone else comes in positive, but then you bring them into your negative bubble, so now you're vibrating the same, you'll attract, a like attracts like. But if you stay positive and sort of just keep removing your energy back and allow them to be in their chaos and sort of be in your own little positive bubble, they will start not wanting to interact with you in a negative manner. They won't know why. They'll just like slide right by you. They'll just like not be attracted to bringing you into their negativity, and they won't know why. It's really, really interesting. People who do this type of thing, it will start to repel more of the negative thinkers, I guess I want to say. And so imagine that you just have this positive bubble around you, and that anybody in the workplace, they're just sort of repelled around your bubble. They just don't want to interact with you and bring, not in a bad way, but what I mean is they don't want to interact with you in their negative state. And so you just do that. So, but imagine things just start not needing to bother you as much too. So in your specific instance, if I went to work and I was surrounded by negative people, what I'd start doing is during the meditation, I do my bubble, and then I would imagine that those people's negativity just stopped bothering me. It stopped affecting my negative thinking, and how nice that felt. If I went to work and whatever happened during the day happened, but for some reason their attitude just didn't bother me anymore. Their negative thinking didn't bring me down, and I still came home in a good mood. Somehow that it just – didn't affect me in my bubble anymore. It didn't matter how, didn't matter why. It just stopped affecting me, and it stopped draining me, and it stopped pulling energy from me. And then I would go to work feeling good, and I'd come home feeling good, and they could be in their own little chaotic world, but I was good no matter where I was at. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Yeah, and it's really helpful. And you really want to commit to doing that for, like I said, for 30 days, because you want to build it up consistent. And then the interesting, funny thing about it is after you do it for a while, it becomes your happy place. Like, it feels so good to do it that you'll just enjoy doing it. So it won't be more like, oh, I have to commit to doing this for 30 days. You'll probably enjoy doing it the first couple of days to a weekend. Is there any other questions you have about that?
Well, in regards to work, I kind of feel like I'm in this chaotic environment because it's not where I'm supposed to be. What do you think about that?
I think it's exactly right, and I also think that you will probably be out of that environment in the next 2 years.
Okay. Perfect. Well, thank you so much.
Let me add this in, because you choose to be, not because of anything else. You choose to. Are you looking at potentially switching careers?
Well, not switching a whole career, but I'm actually...
Yeah,
it's
a partial switch. Yeah, it feels like that you're just going to go a different angle or something?
Yeah, I'm interested in healing. I'm in the healthcare industry, but I'm actually interested in hands-on healing, things like that.
Yeah, because so, I can feel the chaoticness of the healthcare. I knew that was the industry you were in. But to me, even switching into healthcare, for me, that's a career change. The healing, I guess I want to say. I see you going into more of, because it feels like you're more in dealing with a lot of people that are sick, or you're a lot of prescriptions and just a lot of negativity. I mean, they're doing a lot of prescriptions and stuff around where you work or whatever, right?
Right.
Okay. But the one thing that's interesting is that's going to stop vibing with you in the future. Like, for instance, you're not seeing the results that you think you should see. And so I see you getting more into, it feels like the area you're in, and I don't mean it to sound the way it's going to, but it's more like a sickness center. like there's a lot of sickness, a lot of negativity, a lot of prescriptions. And I see you going more into a wellness aspect. So I feel that you go into more of something that's more natural, more where people are wanting to get better, more where they're dealing with things of all these positive aspects of people getting well. And I keep seeing more natural stuff happening in this center. So it feels like more of a wellness office or center that you work with that is promoting more health and instead of you're dealing with people that are sick and ticked off about it. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Yes, well, that's exactly my focus and my interest at heart. So that's wonderful that you pegged that. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah, and so the other thing that you want to do is you want to study up and read on anything that's of interest to you and what promotes wellness and health and healing. And you just sort of want to develop your own knowledge in that area. And you will do that by reading and by learning. I'm going to be doing a whole bunch of different learning MP3 files on a new site that I'm doing, which I don't know if you're a Facebook friend or I'll be doing some blog talk shows on it as well. But if you go to my JenniferOPsychic.com or my Hawaii Healing site, and you add me on Facebook, you'll know about these MP3 files I'm going to be putting up, because I'm going to do all kinds of series, on health and healing and all these new energies into 2012, and they're going to be all positive. They're going to be MP3 downloads, so you can learn a lot of different stuff from them. And so that's going to be my new thing I'm going to be doing. So kind of watch for that and read anything that is of interest to you that would tell you about new different techniques and stuff, okay? And there's some techniques on that Hawaii healing that I talk about that I'm going to be doing some MP3 files on too. So all of these different things, just read and study and learn and develop and keep your ears open for opportunity, because I feel opportunity comes onto your radar about moving out of the industry you're in into something else.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, so the other thing that I want to address fairly quickly, and we're getting to the end of our time here, is what happens if you have negative thinkers in your family. Like Christmas is coming up, and a lot of people have family members that are negative thinkers. They are, moms, dads, brothers, sisters, whoever, aunts, uncles, whatever. And so when you get together on Christmas and all those types of things, you hear all kinds of different things. Money is tight and the economy is bad and so-and-so lost their retirement and I'm afraid what's going to happen here and all this kind of stuff. So what do you do in that case? Because obviously you don't want to shut these people out of your life. They're a part of your life and you may enjoy aspects of them that they do have. Best trick I ever learned is those people always have something that you, if you know these people, you always know that they have something that they're very passionate about and very interested in. And so it may be flowers, it may be gardening, it may be race cars, it may be woodworking, it may be old cars, maybe they have a 57 Chevy they like, whatever. And so what you do is, it's best trick, you just switch it right over to something that they love and enjoy talking about. Football, whatever the football team is, anything that you know that is a huge interest to them, change the subject and say, hey, have you been doing any of this, or how about this, or have you seen this, right into the new subject. You can just switch their perspective and their train of thought faster without them even knowing about what hit them. They will go right into the subject, they will lighten up, they will brighten up, their whole vibration and energy will change. They will shift. They will feel like, wow, that was really like, that was fun. That was fun to talk to that person. So they will feel their whole vibration shifts in a more positive manner. And you can take any negative thinker, like I said, once you shift them over to a subject that they love to talk about or they're passionate about, they'll switch from that negative vibe into a positive vibe, very uplifting, very nice, and they will feel very good that you brought that up to them. And you don't even have to listen. That's the funniest part. You can just sit there and let them ramble on and just enjoy talking about whatever they're talking about and just enjoy that they've now shifted vibration. So switch the subject to something that they love and enjoy talking about. You will see their face light up. I've seen the crankiest people do this. It's absolutely fun and wonderful. So and then it's enjoyable for you. It's enjoyable for everybody. So all you do is lightly switch the subject and you're good. So if you want to know any more, like I said with this caller, I am going to be starting to do some MP3 downloads that I'm going to be offering on a site that will be coming soon. So if you're not a Facebook fan of mine or friend of mine, I guess I want to say, definitely go on Facebook or actually go on HawaiiHealings.com or JenniferOPsychic.com and add me on Facebook. It is something that I keep everybody posted on what's coming up, and this new site is going to be really excellent. The other thing is, and or you can go to my mindcondomhats.com. That's mindcondomhats.com. And that's a great Christmas present. I have created these new hats called, they're called Mind Condoms, and that's supposed to keep the negative thinking out. It's our stand against negative thinking. And they're becoming really popular. All kinds of people are wearing them. The Hawaii Actors Network, all different types of. Oh, you definitely want to, if you have some gifts you want to give, that's a good site to go check out, thehawaiihats.com. We're on Twitter and everything else. You can add us on Facebook as well. So definitely add us, go to the website. We have some really cool MP3 files coming up, and join us in the fight against negative thinking. And you can contact me if you want to, if you have any questions, by email, and that's at Jennifer@JenniferOPsychic.com. And until next time, we will see you then. Aloha.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.